Your On the Mark podcast is loading now. The On the Mark podcast is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia on Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
Greetings and welcome on board the WKOK live telephone talk show On the Mark. I am Mark Lawrence, subpar host of the show. Superlative, fabulous, wonderful, outstanding in every way. Just unbelievable how professional he is. And, oh my gosh, he's involved in his community. He walks the dog every day. Rob Center is our fabulous producer, so we appreciate his hard work in helping us out today.
Arf, arf.
All right, so we thank Rob. And across from me is the dog of a co-host, Mr. Joe McGranahan.
Good morning.
Good morning. On the Mark, sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. Our toll-free line is open. Call us 1-800-795-9565. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com and text us at 70236. One of our listeners says, Mark, you just insulted dogs. Sorry, buddy. It's okay.
Wait a second. I need to think about that.
Me too.
How do we insult a dog? By referring me as a dog?
So you're worse than a dog.
Because I barked?
I don't know. Okay.
Who is this person? I want their name.
We have talked about a wide range of topics lately on this show, one of which is the mass incarceration of individuals at the U.S. southern border. You have individuals coming into the U.S., some of them sneaking in illegally. Others coming over the border appropriately, seeking asylum, and are being held prior to their next hearing rather than being released and told to show up at said time, which most of them do. But nonetheless, they're being held.
Well, and they're being released into Mexico now and told to wait there while they're
I think some are. But in any event, there are people concerned about the mass incarceration that is happening there at the southern border.
Well, what do you do with people who come in illegally? Give them a $5 bill and send them on their way? You put them in some place where they, until we know what their intentions are.
Right. Why not abuse a prisoner if you have a perfectly good opportunity to do so?
How's abusing a prisoner?
So?
Oh, let's open up all the jails. We're incarcerating these people.
it's biblical.
They break laws, we incarcerate them. Oh my gosh, this is awful.
Right, so that's an opportunity to destroy human dignity and human rights. Okay, there you go. So now you have Republican versus Democrat. There it's all laid out for you. But we do have that. And to that end, one of our local citizens happens to be a pastor at the United Methodist Church in Lewisburg. He's spoken to us in the past about important topics that relate to our nation. J.T. Young wanted to express his view on this, so I said Tuesday is open, so he gets to talk. Good morning, J.T. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thanks for having me.
I do appreciate that. You heard a little quick exchange between Joe and I with maybe some misstatements involved on my part, and maybe Joe's too, but what's really happening at the southern border? Why should we be concerned about what's happening down there?
Well, first of all, what are your credentials to discuss this? Have you been there?
No, I've not been there. I have spoken to people that have been there. I trust the photos, videos, and testimonies of people who have been in these camps, including children and families. And we're, you know, I as well as my congregation are devastated about what's happening at the southern border. You know, these are human beings that are fleeing violence and persecution in many, many cases in their home countries, and they're risking their lives for a chance at dignity. And they're coming here, and we're taking them, we're separating kids from their parents, we're putting them in overcrowded facilities without basic necessities, and so we are very devastated, very concerned about the condition in which these people are being held and are being treated in these centers at the border.
Okay, so folks around here are interested in taking action. What is happening?
Yeah, so we here at Beaver Memorial, we have organized an event this Friday, July 12th, starting at 7:30, which is a part of the larger Lights for Liberty movement happening across the country on the 12th. And there's going to be three or four primary events happening outside detention centers where people will be gathering and protesting. And we here at Beaver Memorial are having our own event in solidarity with the rest. And so what we're doing is we have speakers lined up, so local politicians, local faith leaders. We do have two local folks who have gone and done direct relief work at the border and advocacy at the border who are coming to speak. And so this is our chance to gather for those that are in this area to come together to say that this is not normal, this is not right. We need to be working the best we can toward not only standing in solidarity and continuing to say that this is not right, but also taking some practical steps. Especially, we have the Berks County Center here in Pennsylvania. We've been in contact with the Coalition to Shut Down Berks. And so we will be providing some next steps of things folks can do after Friday to get involved.
Have you given any thought to going to the countries that are forcing these people to flee and working to improve conditions there so that we don't turn all these people into refugees fleeing their country and all this oppression you're talking about? Isn't that the place to start?
I definitely think there is work to be done, and I definitely think you know, there are many factors that are going into this. One of which, a large factor outside of things like violence and persecution in these countries, one large contributor to this is climate change. And we are in a country being led by an administration that denies that climate change exists. And so, I mean, we have opportunities to work toward helping people get in a better spot that are outside of this country, but we're largely not doing it. And those that are coming here in search of a better life, we're demonizing them as the other. We're dehumanizing them by putting them in these facilities, separating their families, separating their kids from their parents, and especially we're confusing and conflating immigration, illegal immigration, and asylum seekers, which are three different issues. And so there, all this stuff is being jumbled up, and a lot of it is being fueled by the rhetoric of our president, who lumps them all in mass and claims that they're rapists and drug dealers, and that's just not the case.
What should everyone do? One last question, then. What should everyone do?
Yeah, so this is something we'll be talking about on Friday night here at Beaver Memorial. We, like I said, we've been in contact with folks at Berks. For those of us that aren't able to up and leave our jobs and our lives here in our homes and go down to the border and provide direct relief, there are organizations to be supporting and donating to that do provide direct relief. There are especially here, speaking of Berks County Detention Center, there are ways to reach out to our representatives, whether it's writing letters, making calls, sending videos to them, demanding that our legislators and our governor take action to shut down Berks. And so what we need to do is we need to band together. We are working on trying to figure out some legislative processes that we can take in terms of if families and children are being transported from the border to Berks or anywhere in Pennsylvania, we are, myself and some other faith leaders and activists, are looking into the possibility of legislation which requires state agencies to monitor those children in those cases. And so there are ways and things to rally behind at this point, and part of what we're going to be doing on Friday is to clarify some of those processes and give people some next steps to take who can't up and leave, go to the border, provide direct relief, stuff like that.
All right. So what, when and where is the event that you're talking about Friday night?
Yeah, it's 7:30, starts at 7:30 here at Beaver Memorial. We're starting in the sanctuary and through the straight through the front doors of the church. We're going to hear some speakers. We're going to have people that are going to provide some protest music. Toward the end of our time, we're going to march down out of the church down to Market Street, the main street here in Lewisburg. We're going to have a candlelight vigil for those who have died as a result of the dehumanizing conditions in these camps and at the hands of ICE. And we'll be talking about, like I said, some next steps. So 7:30 here on Friday at Beaver Memorial in Lewisburg.
All right, Joe, are you going to go to this on Friday?
I'll pass.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much, Pastor. Very much appreciated. J.T. Young of the Beaver Memorial United Methodist Church in Lewisburg, and one of the activists in our area making sure that this is brought up and talked about. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thanks, Mark. I appreciate it.
I do appreciate that. All right. We have open phones right now, 1-800-795-9565. We have two emails pending, plus a text left over from yesterday. Joe wants to talk about Starbucks and the police department that was told to leave the Starbucks, right? Told to get out.
We have lots of material here.
All right. So we'll talk about that. 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. We're enjoying open phones. You can give us a buzz.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you, the other guy's way or the SMC way. The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Welcome back to the KOK Live Telephone Talk Show, On the Mark. Welcome to call us, 1-800-795-9565. Over the weekend, Starbucks made more national news when they told some police officers to leave the building.
Well, actually, that's a little unfair. The corporation didn't tell the police officers to leave. As I understand the story, someone in one of their stores complained to a management person saying that they felt unsafe because policemen were drinking coffee in the establishment.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, that person, whether they were a management level or I think they were like the manager or assistant manager, asked the policeman to leave. That's incredible to me. Absolutely incredible.
So this is just one bad behavior on the part of one individual, or is this a corporate policy?
Well, no, the corporation has reached out and apologized profusely for doing this. And they, you know, if I were a business person, I'd want as many police in my business as I could get through the door. You know, I certainly would feel safer. But for somebody to say they felt unsafe because the police were in the building is absurd to me. I mean, that presupposes police are just waiting to shoot somebody. Nothing better to do today. Let's shoot somebody. And I know this is a popular theme among the far-left Antifa crowd, but, you know, the police basically are here to protect and serve. And so far, I think the number is 24 police officers have been shot and killed in the line of duty so far this year, including a deputy this morning who was shot and killed by a group of teenagers. So, you know, this is a very dangerous job our police officers do, and they deserve our respect and our admiration. And yes, once in a while there are bad ones, and there are ones who cause a problem, but the overwhelming majority are excellent, fine people who serve and protect our country and who run toward trouble instead of running away from it. And they really need to be respected for what they do and not humiliated for having a cup of coffee by somebody who thinks they feel unsafe because of it.
So what is the ultimate solution to what's going to fix this? You have one individual who's intimidated by the presence of police because of the bad actors that enjoy a tremendously more widespread amount of publicity than individuals who are killed in the line of duty. The fact that your 24 number is news to people definitely shows that there had been another dust up with police like one of the ones just recently down south. Of course, we would hear about all of those, but an officer gets killed in the line of duty. If it weren't for social media, you wouldn't hear about it at all.
Well, it's on the news. It was on Fox News this morning.
So what do we need to do?
I watched all three news channels this morning.
Watch more Fox. There's one
solution. It was on Fox.
Good.
Well, Fox has been reporting police officers killed in the line of duty fairly consistently. So, I mean, that's one thing they report on. I've discovered that, quite frankly, that in the mornings, CNN's Morning Joe focuses strictly on Trump and impeachment, and that's and any bad
and
behavior they can conjure up. Fox News focuses on the border issues and on the mass illegal immigration coming into the country. And I've actually found that CNN does a more balanced job of reporting
in
a variety
morning.
Of topics in the morning. Allison Camerota, who used to be on Fox,
did CNN
does
talk
an excellent
about the
job.
Officer today?
I didn't hear any report on their news this morning. But again, I switch back and forth, so I don't know. But I mean, you know as well as I do, and you work with police all your life, as have I. You know any bad ones? You know, have you heard of any harming people here in our area?
No. Oh, harming people? No, I don't think people would certainly not be physically harmed by any of the bad actors around here.
Well,
but the police officers around here and everywhere else are humans, and so you get
subject to human frailty.
Human behavior is not ideal at all times, so that's the dilemma.
But you know what we ask of them, you know, and they're not the highest paid jobs in the world. You know, they involve a great deal of risk and danger. This officer who was shot and killed this morning, he was shot underneath his vest. The bullet hit him in the abdomen below his vest, and it killed him. You know, so that's very, very sad. That young man had, I think he was 25 or 26 years old, had two children at home and a wife.
Well, we just talked about the young lady who was killed about 2 weeks ago on the job, a police officer, a relatively, you know, 20-something officer who was extremely well-regarded and thought to be sort of on the track for
And what's here's the catch, that these people who complain about the police and say they feel threatened by them, if they were in trouble, those cops would respond and help them. They would help them.
So what is our solution to this? We have a perception issue, publicity issue. Is it the national news media, not enough watching of Fox News? What else?
You're a liberal. Are you afraid of the police? Are you?
No, I love the police.
Okay, so... What do you think of people who say, I'm afraid, I feel threatened by a policeman? Do you think the problem is the policeman or the person who says, I feel threatened by a cop?
Well, I think there's different people have a sort of a different way of looking at police. You know, I've always thought of police as an ally and an aide, an assistant, and but that a lot of that stems from working in the news media and enjoying working productively with local police department to talk about important things that need to be talked about and brought up and warned people about and... You know, scams or telling people about arrests, which if people do have an interest in that kind of thing or just, you know, knowing what's going on in the community. So I have that. But other folks, their glass is half empty. They do see the ongoing issues that relate to police, racial incidents that are things that have a racial tinge to them. Some of them may have started out subtly but escalated into more dramatic events. So I think people see that. And you know what? I think we're both right. I think the way I look at police as an ally and a source of helpful information is definitely true, but I think people that are concerned that maybe more training is needed, that's why I asked you what is the solution, because some people do accurately, and their truth is, to use that phrase that we just saw in the email, their truth is that some police do need more training and
how about the citizens
need
who
help. So,
make
yeah,
complaints?
So
may they need some more training about life in the United States and the role and function police officers play daily in protecting us.
All right, so more citizen training to know how to deal better with
police.
Well,
I mean, those who are afraid of police, I think they should be required to take a class to help them calm down and to realize that police are more likely to be their friend than their enemy.
Do we do all polices with more training or just
some that we think we need it?
I'm
talking about training the citizens.
I'm saying number two is more police training.
Well, I think the police get excellent training as it is.
Okay, they don't need any more training at all whatsoever,
well, I don't know.
Period.
I think you can review the training and decide whether or not it fits everything that you're hoping they'll do. But where is it you find them falling short that you believe they need additional training?
Okay, well, you saw the incident last week involving the 4-year-old shoplifter. You thought all of those officers were adequately trained and were living up to that training?
4-year-old shoplifter. Refresh my memory.
Oh, they
I wasn't here last
had
week.
Had the family at gunpoint, foul language, kicked the young man.
And the same thing in Harrisburg where the residents were trying to help the police and they got hit with a stream of curse words, the F-bomb in particular. This was not too long ago either. From the officers. Yes, they do need to respond, you know, a little differently, but the police are often in highly charged situations where they don't know who their friend is, who their enemy is, who's likely to shoot, who's likely not to shoot.
So officers do need some additional training or not?
Well, they do with respect to not cursing at citizens.
All right, so I can put down police training on here.
Right, but this was an isolated incident. It isn't every day. It's not like you walk up to a policeman in the corner and they say blank you.
All right, a little police training. How about that? Are you happy now?
In stressful situations, are you willing to cut them a break?
What? Absolutely. Come on, Joe. Don't be unreasonable. We're looking for solutions here. I think you are. All right, 1-800-795-9565. Welcome back, Bobby. We missed you. How you been?
Hey, good morning. I've been a faithful listener no matter where I am.
Okay.
Anyhow, as far as, you know, concerning state police, local police, I mean, I've been pulled over and I've been stopped and I've been asked questions, but most of the police that ever pulled me over were very polite. Of course, when you have this speeding ticket, you know, they're going to say you just violated the law and boom, 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 and this and that. So, you know, I agree with Joe. I mean, basically, a police officer does not know the situation they're going to be in. And basically, the police are assigned to protect us.
All right. Well, yeah, no argument there. They are intended to protect us. All right. Thank you so much, Bobby.
Thank you.
Yeah, appreciate the call. Joe, you got one vote of approval for your a little police training and your citizen training. What else, folks? Give us a call. Speedy Dialers, 1-800-795-9565. We're looking for solutions only.
No, I'm not looking for solutions. I don't think we need a solution.
Oh, okay.
I think what we need is people to calm down.
Status quo. Okay, just keep doing what we're doing. This is a good way to go.
I think we need to address issues as they come up. To say we need to train every police officer in the world not to curse at citizens is ridiculous when the ones who are cursing are the ones who need the retraining. And the Harrisburg Police Chief, Chief Carter, has said that they would get additional training and how to deal with it. So he's found a spot where police under his control in a highly charged situation where two people are dead in the streets, you know, shooting each other. His officers come on that, and they're a little high-strung, and they're a little tense, trying to figure out what's going on. The residents came out of their house, and they're yelling at the police that there's a body laying here in the street. And the police used the blank word to tell them to get back in their house. You know, granted, the ideal situation, the officer would have come up and said, thank you so very much for pointing out this body to us. We really appreciate your assistance. But, you know, he didn't know he didn't know who shot them. You know, so yes, is there a proper way to handle that? Can it be handled without cursing and swearing at the residents? It sure can, and it should be. And those officers deserve to be retrained.
All right, so a little training for that individual officer.
But the whole police force in Harrisburg doesn't deserve that because it hasn't been demonstrated that they did anything wrong.
Okay, a little training for just that officer. I got it.
More than one. I think there were several officers there who used the F-bomb.
A little training for several officers, but that's it, and some citizen training.
Well,
you
missed my point. For those who...
Oh, I get your point,
For
Joe.
Those who make a mistake or who don't deal with the situation properly, obviously they need to be retrained.
What else? Keep going.
Nothing. I just said, you're saying retrain all police everywhere because of one incident at a Starbucks where some person doesn't feel safe. I'm telling you that demonstrable bad behavior by police or citizens needs to be addressed. But not you don't tar the whole police department, you don't tar every cop in the country for the actions of one or two.
All right. I'm looking for solutions. Joe's just being an irritable old man. Give us a call, 1-800-795-9565. One of our listeners sent us an email right in the middle of the screen, Joe.
He said, if the customer felt uncomfortable and said so, which he or she did, why didn't the manager or clerk just refund that customer's money they spent and ask them to leave? No reason to pick on the law enforcement officials who are just having a coffee break. Just saying. Okay. That's an excellent point.
I agree. She's the smartest woman in the world. Highlighted email.
Yes.
Text.
That poor little barista at Starbucks felt unsafe with the cops in the store. Pathetic. Wonder how she'd feel if an armed thug came in the store to rob them.
And probably protected at the moment that the officers were still there, but then later, that's when the trouble would come. All right, well, we are going to take a break for the CBS News, and then we will be back after some brief news headlines, and Joe and I will continue arguing about this and other topics. We have some emails related to the U.S. southern border, or texts that relate to that,
and an email.
We have time for you to read the email,
sure.
So why don't you do that?
It says, wow, Pastor, all that effort for illegal aliens. Why not put that effort into the people who are citizens of this country, the poor who are slipping through the cracks? There are so many families and children living on the streets, it's incomprehensible, and they are living, if you can call it, that worse than illegal aliens. Wake up, America. Put your money where your Bible is. I guess it's not as newsworthy to help Americans. Way to put yourself in the limelight.
All right. We appreciate that. We have some other emails and texts pending. So after CBS, our intent is to take calls, read emails and texts, finish up our conversation about the U.S. southern border and a pastor who's trying to encourage some concern about this. Didn't find fertile ground on Joe, but lots of other folks might be interested. You're listening to News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunder. WKOK News Time. It is 9 a.m. CBS News. Then local headlines on WKOK.
News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
Greetings and welcome back to the WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show on the Mark. I am Mark Lawrence. Joe McGranahan is across from me, superlative co-host, perfect in every way, ultra-conservative, natural-born listener, willing to change his mind about important topics if so convinced to do so by good listeners. So folks of even better common sense, call and set them straight. 1-800-795-9565 is the telephone number. On the Mark, sponsor of the Sunbury Motor Company. Check them out at Sunbury Motor. You can email us, as two individuals have done, at onthemark@wkok.com or text us at 70236. If you're a Text Connect member, just to reply to a previous message or start up a new one at 70236. If you're not Text Connect, you can go to wkok.com and sign up. We send out a few breaking news messages per month. It is an opportunity for you to stay in touch with wkok.com and WKOK, and you can text us from the new Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app, but it's a real opportunity for you to stay connected with what's important in the Central Susquehanna Valley. So we invite you to sign up for WKOK Text Connect. In the news today, a business and education summit's coming to the Valley tomorrow. Mark Aperna is going to be the speaker. John Carousia, the CSIU, says it should be a superlative learning experience that educators will benefit from.
An excellent opportunity for the community to hear one of the best speakers I've ever heard talk about millennials, education, and the workforce, and what the current state of affairs is in career development.
Following the presentation, the Path to Careers show or discussion, which will help business and education connections, will be taking place. The summit being held at the Milton High School tomorrow. Complimentary lunch and book included if you sign up for that event tomorrow. Sponsored by the CSIU and the Central Pennsylvania Workforce Development Corporation. Weeks after emotional testimony from comedian John Stewart, one of Pennsylvania's U.S. senators is co-sponsoring legislation reauthorizing the 9/11 Victims Fund. Republican U.S. Senator Pat Toomey, along with Democratic Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, a Democrat from New York who happens to be running for president, they are teaming up for the bipartisan legislation. John Stewart jolted the national conversation about the fund when he blasted Congress for not not doing its job. It's the political version of peanut butter complaining about jelly. Lately, President Donald Trump has been beefing about something that's been as much a part of his presidency as his Make America Great slogan, Fox News. Lately, Trump has stepped up his criticism of Fox, a network where some anchors are as plugged into shaping policy as his official advisors. His aides say off the record that Trump was triggered by a live segment from a sports bar in France where a Fox reporter was covering patrons celebrating the U.S. win in the Women's World Cup title. As the reporter described the scene, people in the bar launched a profane chant against Trump. Trump also says he's upset that Fox hired ex-Democratic National Committee Chief Donna Brazile as a commentator and cited the New York Times as a source for a story about the U.S.-Mexico border struggle. In a recent tweet, the president said Fox News is changing fast, and they forgot about the people who got them there. So the president very concerned that Fox is telling the truth a lot more often lately, and of course that would be of great concern to him. And finally,
what was that profane chant? Profane chant.
That's not what they were yelling.
Oh, it wasn't. Okay.
No, insert profane for the F words.
I see. Okay.
All right. Finally, workers at an Amazon warehouse near Minneapolis are looking forward to next week's Prime Day event, but not for the reason customers are. While online shoppers are looking to score deals, workers say they'll hit Amazon with a brief strike next Monday, part of a push to improve pay and working conditions for the workers. The Amazon warehouse in Minnesota has a lot of workers from East Africa lands, and this particular strike and rally in Minneapolis being organized by the AWUD Center, a group that advocates for Somali and other East African workers. But nationwide, very limited Amazon slowdown next week during their sale. And of course, the important thing to do if Amazon is slow for you, to go to the nearest local store and buy local. Okay? All right, 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. Than, thank you for calling in. You are on the mark.
Good morning. How are you guys this morning? What a beautiful day it's going to be after the fog lifts.
Joe's irritable. I'm fine.
Well, I don't know where Joe is coming from. The good pastor at the beginning of the show gave Joe a chance to actually learn something about why people are upset. And Joe said, no, I passed. Well, Joe, you really shouldn't pass on things you don't know about and you comment about.
Why? You do all the time.
Of course. I'm not a talk show host. You are.
You're saying that I don't understand the border situation, and I think I do.
Answer to what I accuse you of.
Than, you're saying you think I don't understand the situation at the border. I see the same set of facts you do. I think the people who put themselves there bear part of the responsibility. It's not all on the citizens of the United States of America. And I would not put my children in harm's way by making them come to a foreign country where I know for them to get in, they have to do something illegal.
Okay, that's because you're a white American, Joe. That is your lack of understanding, lack of empathy, which truly slows you down in being able to understand what's happening in the rest of the world. You really need to say, yes, I'd like to find out why a parent would allow a child to come here, and guess what? It's because where they are is worse than here, and we're making it terrible because our orange leader believes that if he intimidates people, that they will go away.
Well, then, isn't the answer, Than, to solve the problem where it exists in the countries that are forcing their citizens to flee?
I don't disagree with you on that, but what I do say is that we have to do something about what's happening now. Having children in cages absolutely negates anything anybody says when they say, I'm a Christian, I believe children should be in cages at the southern border because they're in trouble. Well, doggone it, I'll tell you what, that's not what I saw in Christianity when I was a younger guy.
Well, here's what one of our texters says. He says, where were the protesters over the border and how the illegals are housed in 2014 when Obama was building and imprisoning kids in cages at the border? The faux outrage is pathetic. Build that wall and build that wall and stop the flow of illegals. No detainment problems then.
Well, of course. I'm sorry, Joe. You truly can't believe that building a wall stops people from coming in.
Well, that was one of our texters then. That was one of our texters. I was reading a text.
I know you were, but you sounded as though you agreed. And I say, the reason that people are in jeopardy is because, and this is unfortunate, and yes, we had border problems before. I'm not putting that under the table. But we handled it in at least a somewhat humane way. And the way these people are saying, and this is what bothers me the most. Hi, I'm a Christian. I think that people should be in cages at the southern border because they're children and they are illegal.
Now, give me the name of one person who has ever said that, some leading citizen, some right-wing Republican who has ever used those words to describe what they think should happen at the border.
The exact words? No. Those words in...
Even the sense of those words.
Style,
even the
Joe
sense
McClanahan
of them.
Joe McClanahan is one of those people who says that all the time.
No, I don't. I don't like the idea of people being kept in cages. But, you know, Than, if I send 1 million people to your home tonight and expect you to care for them, some of them are going to wind up in pretty dire circumstances. Your heart may be in the right place, but your ability to cope with the situation is outweighed by the number of people that are at your door.
In other words, America is not the good place that can actually take care of problems correctly. What you're saying is we should just panic and cause people pain, and maybe they'll go away.
No, what I'm saying is that before I would spend...
That is not what I was trained up to be.
Well, then, where is your compassion for the people living on the streets in San Francisco in tent cities where human feces are littering the street and people are urinating in public spaces? Why aren't we putting more effort into solving their problems before we take on the problems of the rest of the world?
Why before? Why not while? Good heavens, Joe, we can walk and chew gum at the same time. I have a new slogan. It's called MAGA. Let's make America good again. It got bad.
Yeah,
that horrible mess that was ruining the 4th of July was one of the saddest things I've seen on our soil. Don't you think that's true?
What, you're talking about the parade?
Whatever that was, make Trump, dear leader.
Yeah, he organized a 4th of July parade to honor our military. He organized a 4th of July event to honor the military.
You know what the 4th of July is about? It's about Independence Day.
He gave a nonpartisan speech.
It's not about the military.
He gave a nonpartisan... Well, who won our independence for us then? It wasn't left-wing protesters.
All right, we have to take another
yes,
caller.
It was, by the way. That's who exactly...
No, it wasn't.
Oh, well, you've got to read some history, Joe, and find out what they thought of the people protesting at that time. They were left-wing. Protesters.
No, they weren't. They were nationalists.
All right. Thank you so much, Than. We'll appreciate the call. Great job. Fabulous job trying to teach Joe something, but he's not able to learn. Cindy, you are on the mark. Thank you for waiting. Go right ahead.
I have a suggestion about how to deal with these minors that people are up in arms about being held at the border, and I hope it would bring them some peace and that they would back this up. Since they're minors, they're underage. They have no ability to make an application for any legal status. They have no ability to enter into a contract. They cannot buy a car. They cannot own most things that we have in this country. So they have no legal standing, period, which includes, as far as I'm concerned, the right to demand entrance to this country. So, in a humane and expeditious fashion, as quickly as we can, we should return them to their country of origin. Send them back to their home.
Deportation.
That would get them out of the cages.
All right.
If that's what people want to call them. You could empty those holding areas in no time flat. Since they have no standing, I don't see how they have the right or the legal gravitas in which to make an application.
Is there not a, why don't we do that?
I have no idea why not.
Okay.
If I were the president, we'd be doing
law.
It as quickly as we
law.
Can.
Okay. Joe says it's illegal.
Well, no,
no
there are laws granting certain people rights to come into this country one way or another. The thing is, they're not following those rights.
Or those
well,
rules.
Joe, that, but I don't. I get that adults. Let's make the clear distinction. Adults have the right to come to the border and demand entry, apparently, but these are children, and as children, they don't have any rights in this country. I disagree, especially unaccompanied children, and apparently they're showing up by the thousands down there. They have no legal standing in this country to do anything on their own. They can't drive a vehicle. They cannot take out a contract. They can't enter into a housing agreement. They cannot really, they can only minimally be employed. They have no legal standing. They can't smoke. They can't drink. They can't do anything. And that, so they really have no standing in which to knock on that door and demand entrance, in my opinion. They have no legal standing in any other facet. They can't get married, period. So I think that that alone empowers the government. I understand these people's angst. Let's deal with that. We'll send them back to their home countries. And now they won't be held in cages anymore. I'm sure that this will calm the waters of these people who want to call these holding facilities cages and are outraged. You know, as an alternative, what do they suggest? Releasing thousands of minors with no standing and no attachment to anyone or anything into the country? I mean, what kind of sense does that make? Where you want to release them to the streets, and then you'll have, like, Los Angeles with 50 square blocks of homeless people. San Francisco, where the people openly defecate in the streets. Is that what we want? Because these people have no resources.
Yeah. All right.
Better to return them to their home country, whom I'm sure will take good care of them.
All right. Thank you, Cindy. Really appreciate
Thanks.
The call.
Interesting comment.
All Harry wanted to do was to drive to work without irritation, arrive there, do his job, earn a good living, and come home and support his family and attend the St. Pius Church. But, oh, no, somebody has to irritate him on his way to work today.
Actually, I don't go until this afternoon.
Oh, I see. Okay.
But thank you for that. Most of that was correct anyhow. I was struck by the gentleman you had on today, the pastor, with two comments that he made. One was, it kind of reminded me of the old guy, well, I'm not a brain surgeon, but I spent a night at a Holiday Inn Express, when he said, well, I haven't been there, but I've listened to what other people say. It is obvious that in so many cases, what we believe is from the news is stuff that we want to believe, that we want to see, or from outlets that we do watch, be it Fox, CNN, it doesn't matter which one you're watching. But you'll find the story or the pictures that you want for that. So without being there, I have no idea whether they're thrown in cages, whether they're, you know, now the big thing is, oh, they're supposed to drink toilet water. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff that you hear now. But the other thing that struck me, too, is I was taken aback by the fact that one of the causes of this was climate change, and I would have loved to have heard some kind of cogent decision or explanation of that. I can't even imagine how that was a cause of this, other than the fact that that is a, whenever you don't know what to blame on something, just blame it on climate change.
Well, Harry, the climate change is affecting agriculture in Central America and makes it more difficult. Land is less productive, rains are less frequent, drought occurs more regularly, and so therefore, individuals who were depending on agriculture for their living sometimes are leaving their area. Now, they don't have to come necessarily to the U.S. I mean, you can go to it.
But that's an economic argument. Most of these people are claiming asylum.
Harry asked a very simple question, and that's the very simple answer. I know you want you don't believe in that, but that's the truth.
I will take that. But again, that is not a that is not an asylum issue. That's an economic issue. So follow the rules of coming in. The other thing is that bothers me is if somebody has made that choice to make that trek yes, there's got to be an underlying reason back. I like what Joe has said about there's got to be an underlying reason back with their country that solutions should be made to look all, you know, everybody wants everything to be global. Let's make it global. Make the solution a global thing where you go back to their country, you check this country, how we're allowing them in, why they're leaving there. That's fine. But, you know, the fact of the matter is, if I pick up my family and I make them kids, grandkids, everybody, and I make them move to another country and we have to sit and wait, that was on me. That was not on the country who's making them sit and wait. That was on me for not following procedure and rules and regulations. You know, to blame the government or our country for that is really wrong. And the other thing, too, is when Sam wants to blame Christians for this situation, you know, he doesn't want to also bring up the fact that there are many, many people in this country with no place to stay, not knowing where their next meal is coming from, not having, you know, not knowing how to pay for anything. Why don't we worry about them?
I agree. There are citizens.
Well, it's a human condition that we're worried about, not a religious one. So, all right, noted.
Well, I agree with that, yeah.
Harry,
I'm not saying that, but it's a way to just blame everybody for that.
You feel better?
Yeah,
good.
Yeah, I do.
Thank you so much.
I don't get ulcers because I bend.
No, I appreciate it. Right.
Hey, by the way, I wanted to say last night I went to the city council meeting last night, and I was very impressed here in Sunbury with it ran quickly, efficiently, no drama, but it was a very concise, very informative meeting. They gave citizens a chance to stand up at the end, and I did go with an issue, with not a major problem or anything, but an issue I wanted to bring up, and had several of the folks talk to me after, and Brad Hare, and I was very impressed with the way the meeting was run and handled.
Good, fabulous. Well, that's positive publicity about Sunbury, so I'm afraid we can't allow it. We're going to have to cut that off. Thank you so much, Harry. Appreciate your call, and just appreciate you as a human being. So thank you.
And you're welcome at Shamokin Dam Borough Council meetings if you get bored, Harry.
Yeah, if you want to see a big fight, baby, go over there. All right, we are going to take a quick break. We're slightly behind, but we do have some texts related to the U.S. southern border and the immigration topic that we're discussing. One email that relates to another topic, but we'll take all comers. We got four open phones right now and an eager beaver of a producer, if there ever was one, Mr. Rob Center on the other side of the glass. I'm Mark Lawrence. Joe McGranahan is here, and we got open phones, 1-800-795-9565. We will be right back.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you. The other guy's way or the SMC way? The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Welcome back to the KOK Live Telephone Talk Show on the Mark. We got lots of slowing on Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
Shamokin Dam.
What did I say? Jesus. Totally wrong. Shamokin Dam is the location near the Veterans Memorial Bridge where the Routes 11 and 15 north is slow, trying to get past Baldwin Boulevard. Routes 11 and 15, or just Route 15 south, very slow, trying to get into Shamokin Dam and backed up there. Said to be an accident in that vicinity. So we'll keep you posted about that. Might want to check your Google traffic before you go back out. Stay tuned to WDKOK and try and stay informed about that particular topic. All right, Joe, let's do these texts that relate to the U.S. southern border.
All right. Protesting the border, are they? When are they going to protest the absolute failure of his precious leftist Democrats to secure the border? The left is incentivizing these people to come north by offering lots of free goodies at the U.S. taxpayers' expense. When are these leftists going to start being concerned with the U.S. citizens? The leftists, Booker and O'Rourke, are even campaigning for President of the United States in Mexico. Since when are their voters to campaign in front of in Mexico?
All right, let's get Dan on the line. Go ahead, Dan. You are on the mark.
Hi, I'm calling concerning the discussion of the situation at the border. I think that it's important to follow the law in relation to anybody that comes and asks for entrance to the country. And we have laws to cover that. If that isn't working, I would like to see them change the laws, but the Congress, I'll say, in the last 8 years of the last president and during this presidency too, cannot agree. And it's not a Democrat-Republican thing. They just cannot agree on how to change a law. And until they change it, they should follow the law. Law says that if somebody shows up at the border and requests asylum, that we're supposed to review it. I would also mention, it seems odd to me that that immigration, you know, has been somewhat of a problem over the years, but at this time when we have an administration that's forcefully against immigration, why is there an emergency now? Why are more people coming? You know, I would question...
Well, I think part of it is because the laws are going to get even tougher, according to President Trump, as the administration further cracks down and makes sure that individuals get into the U.S. one way and one way only. And those are the proper channels, the slow, methodical application process that is tedious and expensive for individuals in Central America, but it is certainly feasible. Many people are in the U.S. that have come into the U.S. in that way legally. Individuals who cross the border illegally, or in the case of the incarceration, individuals seeking asylum who come over the border and are held until their cases are heard, that is where you run into problems, because more people are doing that now because they're being told that it is, you know, the situation is only going to get worse. So get in now while you can, before it's cut off entirely. But the president doesn't want to release people before they've had their hearings. In the past,
he can't.
You would be released. No, in the past, people were released in the U.S. and were able to, you know, try to get a foothold.
Yeah, right. Catch and release. Right. Okay.
Well, most people showed up for their hearings.
No, they didn't.
Most people did, Joe. I think you'll find if you check the facts. So, therefore, Dan, that's what's happened, is that if you're going to hold everybody until their asylum hearing, and those are months down the way, well, you get more and more people coming in the U.S. So the president has both created an influx of individuals who want to come into the U.S. by being so stern on it, and enforcing existing laws. He didn't have to write any new laws or executive orders, but, you know, he wants to hold everybody so that they're not, you know, they don't abscond. So they're being held. So that's what's happening. You know, families are together. Kids are with them. All right, we got another caller standing by. Thank you, Dan. Thanks for checking in.
Could I just mention that holding them is not enforcing the existing laws. And I'm in favor of anybody that has entered the country illegally being being caught and deported. I'm in favor of anybody that has gone past the time when they're legally allowed in the country. I'm in favor of them caught and being deported. That's the law. But the law, there's nothing about holding people till they're determined whether they're okay or not.
Well, apparently that's within the president's purview to exercise that kind of judgment, because for the most part, there's not a massive legal challenge just about the holding itself, just about the conditions in the holding. All right. Thank you so much for calling
in. Thanks,
Dan. Dale, you're next up on the mark. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to talk about everybody's arguing about the same argument, and they're all underwater. And maybe they're going to come up for air one day, because who manufactures all these problems? Who controls the microphone, controls the television? It's called programming. okay? This guy, this billionaire, rapes little boys and all he got. He was a high member of the Bar Association, big bucks.
Who are you talking about? Who rapes little boys?
This billionaire got charged with raping little...
All right. I'm sad to say we lost him. Too bad.
I think if he was talking about the guy that's been charged here, it was girls.
Right. Right. He's charged with sexually abusing girls. Let's be clear about that. All right. Back to the southern border, if you don't mind, Joe. Email.
Right. One of our writers says, tell Harry that the story of people being forced to drink toilet water is just bull. The water source in these buildings they're housed in is confined to one place. As in U.S. prisons, the sink is above the toilet and affords a person with clean drinking water. AOC is having a field day spreading her unintelligent crap to further the Democratic plan of letting these people free just for votes. This is sad. My opinion on the whole thing is this. These people have absolutely no business coming to this country. They are not wanted by the majority of citizens and should be turned away upon arrival. Take care of Americans first. The government is letting the country down by not putting their attention to cleaning up the U.S., such as the mess in California. Get busy.
All right. Appreciate the email from one of the smartest women in the world. We'll take more comers on this topic. 1-800-795-9565. We've got four open lines. We've had lots of calls on the U.S. southern border. We can keep that going. Let's see, what else did we have to talk about today? We wanted to talk about something else.
Well, yes, we have lots of stuff here to talk about. The president is in a pickle with the ambassador from London.
Oh, yes, yes, because somebody called him out. Somebody spoke the truth, and boy, are they in hot water. All right, 1-800-795-9565. Call us immediately, and you'll be on the mark. Welcome back to WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show on the mark. 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. Mr. Joe McGranahan is with me. I'm Mark Lawrence, and Rob Sanders, our fabulous producer. Matt Cotrillo, our super-duper news director, tells us that Routes 11 and 15 southbound is blocked at the Routes 11 and 15 split because of an accident involving several trucks on Routes 11 and 15 south right before Baldwin Boulevard. So you cannot go south on 11 and 15. If you're already coming south on 15, you're going to be turned away, probably Route 147 to Norrie, Route 11 to Norrie, and then, of course, that's a dead end, too. So, boy, if you're headed down that way, get ready to do an avoidance maneuver and to get around that. We have 11 and 15 south blocked at the 11 and 15 split. So, 15 south coming out of Lewisburg's blocked before you can get past Ted's, and Route 11 is blocked. Route 11 south is blocked before you can get past Ted's, and that's because of a crash down there. So we'll keep you posted about that. We just sent out the WKOK Text Connect. We've been talking about the U.S. southern border and issues that have popped up. One of our good listeners, one of the smartest men in the world, sends us a note, says, Mark, I think you are getting two types of hearings for detained illegal aliens mixed up. The dates set to judge whether they're getting asylum, these aliens often show up for these hearings. But those individuals in the U.S. illegally who hope to report for deportation hearings often do not show up. That item is 50%, as high as 50%. So thank you, sir. Very much appreciate that, Mike. Thank you for clarifying that. Yeah, I do this. Other individuals do this. You get, it becomes unclear who's being held where and why and who's showing up and who's not. And honestly, I think it all kinds of blends together after a while. But bottom line is we can do better in our incarceration of individuals. There's absolutely no doubt about that. And the Get Tough policy benefits the U.S. You know, people argue, oh, we can't treat people like this. But if you have a secure border, it's good for your homeland security. I've talked about that endlessly. Joe, what do you know? We had talked about that accident.
Well, unfortunately, I haven't.
Okay, nothing new. Okay,
well,
we know just from the newsroom, Routes 11 and 15 south is blocked before Baldwin Boulevard. So it looks like people are getting directed away at the Ted's Landing split. I know. Stop saying Ted's Landing is no longer there. Paul, you are on the mark. Thanks for waiting through all of that. Go right ahead.
Well, I only have one question to ask.
Unfortunately, it's unanswerable and is a universal question that no one knows, but go ahead.
Okay. Who or whom owned the land before man came on it? He would be the one that would set the standards in order for man to stay or go back to where he came from.
Before any man set foot on the planet, I think...
Before any man set on the planet, who or whom or what nation owned it?
Well, without people, you don't really generally have nations. We don't think of animals as setting up fiefdoms and so on.
Well, then where does man get the idea that he has to be controlled by man?
Where does man get the idea it has to be controlled by man?
That's right, because you're trying to control the people from going from one place to another, and yet you're setting up the standards in which they can only enter.
Okay. Well, you were right. It was a big question. There was only one question, but it's unanswerable. So I don't know. That's a good question. I like the way the astronauts say, if you look at it from outer space, you can't tell where the borders are. So maybe that's why the group Doctors Without Borders sees the planet the way they do. They see people that need a doctor's help, and so they go to them. All right.
Well, yeah, as long as you are far away from any issue, the better it looks.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Sound advice. All right. Thank you, Paul. We got another caller coming in. We got a, that's it for our communications that relate to the southern border. We'll see if that's the topic of this call. But in the meantime, I can reiterate the important information. 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. Chris, thank you so much for being a fabulous listener enduring the best of week. We appreciate that. Now you're back on the mark, live and on the radio.
Yeah, first of all, she who must not be named is just being silly. Children have rights to come to the country. They are under the same rules as adults when they come and ask for asylum. And they're usually accompanied by a relative, at least, in the current situation. In fact, a lot of the ones they're keeping in detention down there have relatives in the country that they could go to and stay with, but they don't really want, they want to create this situation. They don't want to solve the situation. And they're either incompetent or intentionally incompetent, which isn't exactly incompetent, just clever incompetence, to avoid doing it. Just like when they separated children and then lost track of where their parents were and where the children were and couldn't get them back together. It's, you know, even the Germans could keep track of where everybody was in their system when they were killing Jews. But they knew where the parents were, they knew where the children were.
So we fail in that regard.
But we fail in that regard because they want to. And they're creating, the Trump administration is pretty clearly creating this situation on purpose. And if it was Obama, I'm pretty sure Joe would be railing against them for having a situation like this.
Well, no, they deserve what they get. Joe's clear.
But no, it's Trump, so I'll just ignore everything that's inhumane about it and defend it. I mean, he's just being silly.
Joe is silly. Go ahead, Joe.
Well, let me read something to you one of our listeners sent in, and he lives in Texas, Larry G. He says, I understand the concern the pastor has. I also understand he has not seen what is really happening at the border of this country. Last month, 45,000 folks were apprehended for crossing illegally over a three-week period. Many of the children apprehended were males who had just been paid to get children into the U.S. I asked Than, the pastor, let me finish this. I asked Than, the pastor, and others who are upset with the border situation to go to a border location and to spend 2 or 3 weeks to get a true understanding of what is really happening. I invite them to return home with a better understanding of how the media and a few government leaders are manipulating a very serious situation.
Yes, but yeah, the government leaders are. But I agree with him there, but he's confusing issues again. These people didn't arrive illegally. They arrived legally to ask for asylum. Those are the ones we're talking about now.
Well, not according to the pastor. He says the people he's talking about have environmental concerns. They left because of that.
He said that was the cause of some of the distress they had. He didn't say that was the reason they left.
Well, that my question was why they left.
It was a contributing factor to the situation that creates why they were leaving.
Well, my question was, why were they leaving, and why weren't we focusing more attention down there? And his answer was something about environmental concerns.
Yeah, but that causes a situation where they do fear for their lives because of the chaos in the world they're living in.
Chris, what should we do?
Oh, first of all, you should I think Obama's had 97, once they got their system worked out, they had 97% of people who were applying for asylum showing up for their hearings. And he shipped people, he bused people to places where they could be treated humanely and found the money to do it within the system. I think Trump could do the same thing if he wanted to. He's sure a master of trying to direct all extra money in the ICE budget toward the wall, but he can't direct any to this situation. That's okay. What he should be doing, and he should be working to process them as quickly as possible.
All right. Noted. Good solution. Thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate it. Thank you, Chris. Appreciate it. All right, 1-800-795-9565. We'll take our last break of the day. We're monitoring traffic in Shamokin Dam, which is not flowing in the southbound lanes at all. Half-hour delays reported by Google Traffic already. Northbound seems to somehow get through, but southbound blocked on 11 and 15 between the Ted's Landing split and Baldwin Boulevard. So do be aware of that. We'll be right back.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you. The other guy's way or the SMC way? The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Welcome back to the KOK Live Telephone Talk Show on the Mark. You are listening to a show that's sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. They are a family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street, Sunbury, and Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. Find out tons more about them at sunburymotors.com. They invite you to visit the Quick Lane on North 4th Street in Sunbury, where they specialize in all types of service on vehicles, state inspections, nitrogen for their tires. They'll pump you up with nitrogen. They're open Monday through Friday, 6:30 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday, 6:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. You can find them on the web at sunburymotors.com. Check out online specials. Build a Ford, Hyundai, Kia, or Lincoln car or truck to your precise specifications. They're a premier service provider for all makes of cars and trucks, and they're a master towing service. Anybody can have a little rollback or a tow truck and say, hey, we're a tow truck. But no, to be a master towing service, you have to have a century of experience, and only the Sunbury Motor Company can offer that to you with their tow trucks. So please, Sunbury Motor Company, sunburymotors.com.
One of our listeners takes Chris to a task here. He says, Chris, you want to blame Trump for the border problem, yet you don't want to secure the border. The cages were built by Obama. Why didn't you, Chris, protest the cages then? Pathetic, Chris. Why are the cartels trafficking in kids to get their paying clients across the border with the kids that are no relations?
All right, another listener, this one at the top.
Says, this is Harry from Sunbury, and I mentioned toilet water is drinking water as a story, Not that I believed it.
All right. Okay. All right. We still have time for Speedy Dialist to weigh in. J.T. Young, the pastor at the Beaver United Methodist Church in Lewisburg, got to start us on this conversation. As part of his remarks, he talked about the fact that though he has not been to the border, he's well aware of inhumane conditions under
the
mass incarceration.
Well, Larry G. has invited him to spend a few weeks there.
2 or 3 weeks. Well, honestly, I would love to do the same. Would you not want to go down there and see what's actually going on? I think that would be fabulous.
If I thought I could make a difference or that my going would be of some value.
Well, you make a difference on this show. It would be fabulous if you and I had firsthand knowledge of what was happening
there.
Well,
maybe the corporation will fly us down and we can do a couple of weeks of programs from the border.
I hear nobody's using Epstein's jet right at the moment. Maybe we can borrow that.
We might be able to.
One of our listeners was, I had it there and was talking about Mr. Epstein. Nope, that's not it either. There we go. Thank you.
Okay. This one's taking me to task, I guess. Dick says, I don't expect that you, Joe, will have any issue with this sleazebag guy. Should have gone to prison years ago, a case where his money talked. I'm well aware that Bill Clinton is involved. How much hard to judge with Clinton? It could be more than he would want to go public. And then we get to our president. I think his statements on Mr. Epstein, terrific guy. Like me, Jeffrey likes beautiful women, in some cases young girls. Apparently that's a quote from the president. Almost a self-indictment. It has been brought out that at least one of the young girls worked at Mar-a-Lago, and there is the connection. If I were a betting person, I'm sure the president doesn't want this story to go to court. The story is like a spider web and might just consume some high-profile persons. If it isn't whitewashed, as it was the last time, Mr. Epstein faced charges.
Epstein. Okay. Pat, you're on the mark. Thanks for calling in.
Hi, good morning. You guys are almost done, aren't you? I just turned the radio on.
2 more minutes.
Okay. Yeah, I just heard mention of the border down there. That's where I live. When you turn on Fox News and you see the people interviewing the Border Patrol and coming across the river, that's my town, Mission, Texas. And it is a bad, bad situation. And believe me, they're doing the best they can with what they've got. Give you one example I got so much to say about it because of I have a part-time job when we're home there in Texas, driving charter buses, and I've helped drive some of these kids around to different shelters all over the South Texas. And they even in Brownsville, they converted a Walmart to a shelter, and they still don't have enough space for them. But I'll give you an example of there was some congressmen down there, and I drove them around, and they were in Brownsville. They had some sort of a meeting there. And then went back to Washington, D.C. The next day on TV, here's one of these congressmen, a Democrat, I might add, saying that I've been to the border and I've seen these kids in cages. Well, I was screaming at the TV telling him you're a liar because I was your driver. We did not go to the border, and the kids in cages is a myth, another urban myth. It's a bad, bad situation, and the Democrats don't want to do anything about it. And these poor Border Patrol guys, you ask them about a wall. Please. Give us a wall. They need the help, and they just don't have it.
So the mass.
I could go on for hours, but I won't.
Okay. Well, mass incarceration is happening. Who are the individuals being held?
The ones being held are the ones that are coming here voluntarily, being told by the left and the Democrats to come on in. They have radio ads in Central America. They've got radio ads and flyers out saying the border's open. Come on up to the USA. Come on in. And the kids that come in with the kids are considered a ticket to come in. They get telephones from these MS-13 gang guys, and they look at their messages, and they're telling their friends, bring a kid, that's your ticket. And then the kid gets recycled, sent back, and used over again. They separate them because they'll ask the kid, did you come in with your parents? And the kid will say, I don't even know those people.
All right. Thank you so much, Pat. Appreciate that. Feel free to call back first thing tomorrow morning when we launch into open phones. Thank you,
all right,
sir.
Thank you.
Appreciate that. Pat, one of our good callers, with knowledge of what's going on in the U.S. southern border. We'll wrap up this conversation tomorrow. Plus, we're going to talk about why one concert charges a white penalty or gives you an African-American discount, one or the other. We're going to talk about that tomorrow on WKOK. This is WKOK Sun Mary.